You're listening to Divertimento, classical waves from the Ocean State via the airwaves of WRU Kingston 90.3 FM. Your Tuesday Divertimento host, Bob Kinzel, and with me in the studio today, we have two guitarists who will be performing live on the 7th of October at 3 p.m. at the Kingston Congregational Church Concert Series. And also one of them, Steve Lynn, will be performing live in the WRIU studio momentarily. Welcome to the studios, gentlemen.
Thank you for having us.
And you're going to have to get mighty close to that microphone.
Good morning, Bob.
Okay.
Good morning. Thank you for having us.
Thanks for stopping by. And it's always tough for musicians to be performing in the morning, so we have an extra appreciation of what you're doing.
This is quite early.
Absolutely. This is when I usually wake up.
Well, questions for Steve.
Sure.
We have your recording here from the Boston Guitar Fest. Uh-huh. And I guess the reason you are on this recording was because you were one of the winners. I'm going to let you just explain all about this, this recording came from.
Okay, well, Boston Guitar, this was a competition prize that I won along with Joseph Williams. We shared the first prize at the 2006 guitar competition in Boston. And Vigo Recordings was the very kind sponsor of the recording prize. So we went out to California and we recorded the CD in the summer of 2006. And we spent a week there in San Bruno, California. Had a great time. Vince is the producer and the engineer, and he's a fantastic person to work with. And now I'm working on my second album, which should be out in November.
And what is the? Tell us about the second album. Who's going to be on that one?
Second album is going to have the music of Barrios and Lauro. So it's the Latin American CD, and this album will just be myself and my first solo album.
That's right. You shared this one with
Joseph Williams.
Williams. And I do notice, looking at the program for the October 7th recital, Barrios is on the program.
Yes. Barrios is actually one of my favorite composers right now, and I think of Barrios as a kind of icebreaker. He's kind of like a Chopin of the guitar. He's very idiomatic, but his music is also very beautiful, and it has a very folk-like quality while having a lot of European influences. Sophisticated, elegant, but folksy, kind of down to earth at the same time. So I found that it's a very nice thing to open my programs with. It's a very nice, like I said, icebreaker.
Great. And you will be performing some of that today live,
yes.
I understand. That's wonderful. Okay. What, while we have you here in the FM portion of the studio, can you tell us what it is you will be playing?
The first piece that I'll start with is titled Junta a tu Corazón, which means kind of close to your heart waltz. And the second piece is a piece titled An Alm for the Love of God. And it's a very beautiful piece, actually Barrios' last composition, and uses this beautiful technique called the tremolo, which is using the top, the index, middle, and ring fingers on the right hand to play continuously this melody, while using the thumb to play an accompaniment, and it creates a very beautiful effect. Some people call it, it's like a waterfall. Some people say it's kind of like just flowing something.
All right, looking forward to hearing that. Before we send you back to the live studio.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention anything about apparently this? There's a Boston Guitar project that is getting underway. Is this a new venture? Is it the two of you, or are you both involved?
Well, no, this is actually Steve's project.
Okay.
And, I've been actually very, very inspired to actually start something myself here in Rhode Island. But and Steve can actually explain it to you more and how we got it started. But first, before he explains this, I just want to say the fact that he got the CD, and I went to school with him at Newman Conservatory when I first started my master's there in 2000. I think it was three. I'm not sure exactly. But anyhow, what's so interesting is to see Steve develop throughout these years, and he went off to Yale, and then he came back for his doctorate in NEC, which he is doing currently. And so to see him perform is a very, very beautiful experience. And so I'm asking everybody to come out here, come out on October 7th and see us both perform. But especially Steve, he deserves it. He's been working very, very hard on the project. and also the CDs and things of that nature. So I'm very, very happy to finally get him down here.
And it's my pleasure.
Yeah. And so, yeah, could you talk a little bit about the Boston Guitar Project and maybe how it started? And
yeah, well, the Guitar Project, it kind of was a brainchild of my mentor, Elliot Fisk, our mentor, actually. That's how John Denowitz and I connected, through Elliot Fisk. So we were studying there, and Elliot was always a big proponent of outreach. And he believed that there was a certain quality of music that could transform and enlighten culture. And this is kind of what the Boston Guitar Project started as. We started as an outreach initiative, mostly based in Boston. We had a wonderful studio in 2005, young guitarists, and we all wanted to play. And we started in August, and who knew that, you know, a few weeks later that we would hear about Hurricane Katrina. So that was our first task. We decided our first concert would be a fundraiser for the relief effort. And it was a very nice little concert with the money that we received. We donated to Habitat for Humanity. And since that time, we've played in hospitals like Mass General Hospital, Brigham and Women's. We've also played at churches, libraries, nursing homes, blind homes, just all sorts of various public venues and community places. And now this year, I've decided to start a concert series because for some reason, these international touring artists would write me emails and say, hey, you know, my name is so-and-so, and, you know, I'd love to play in Boston. Can you set up something for me? Well, in the past 2 years, it was something very much on the fly. This year, I decided to get something a little bit more organized, have a series, have a cleaner-looking website, dedicated to this concert series. So this is the new direction I'm taking with the Boston Guitar Project. And John's great because he's kind of like my partner in Rhode Island, kind of doing the same thing. So we're kind of in this boat together, trying to promote classical guitar.
That's excellent. There is a bit of a void now, John. Yeah. So I'm glad that you're down here in Rhode Island.
What's interesting about New England is that a lot of the professional artists come from New York and then they head straight to Boston or
correct.
Vice versa. And we have this beautiful state here that we just keep people keep missing and they keep flying right over, driving right by because it is the smallest state in the country. So, you know, in a blink of an eye, you're in and out. So I just thought it would
you
be
hope
great.
To intercept some of these.
Yeah, exactly. I just wanted to catch some in some nets, you know, and just grab them here. And so I thought, what a great, you know, wealth of talent up in Boston. And so I thought it would be a good idea to get something started here, not only for the community, but also for the students of URI, Rhode Island College, and so on and so forth, but also my students, and give them more of a venue to watch beautiful music happening, and also giving them a little more of an inspirational, a thought in their playing.
Well, there's certainly, you know, in addition to the students, there certainly is, you know, a built-in audience in the state. As we've seen right here at the university, we've had Elliot Fisk perform twice. He was here last year with the Moreau Quartet and then 97, some years ago, solo here. And, you know, back playing to a full house.
Right.
So there's, like you say, there's a built-in audience, so. That's very exciting to hear that.
Yeah, it's going to get
started.
Someone's
putting their efforts.
Yeah,
it
will happen. It will definitely happen. And Elliot is a great, planter of seeds.
Uh-huh.
You know, and he definitely plants a lot of seeds around his students, and especially here in Rhode Island with myself. So, it will definitely work out. When it's going to happen, not sure yet. The details haven't been worked out yet, but. Definitely keep in tune.
For sure. Well, this is exciting that we're having an opportunity to have live music. John has performed here live on the studio,
yes.
Kind of, you know, in the raw with...
chickened out today.
in the raw, in the aspect that he was playing here just through one of our vocal microphones, you know. Today we have station engineer Tyler Whitaker. Thank you very much for being here. Who is doing this professionally today on his own time. So
well, thank you very much.
We appreciate that. So before Steve's fingers stop being all warmed up, he's been practicing. We're going to send him back into the live studio. And while he warms up again and we get our final checks, we're going to we'll listen to a sample from his Vigo recording, Steve Lin and Joseph Williams II. We're going to listen to the prelude We're going to continue in the Bach mode here. We're going to listen to the prelude, the first movement of Johann Sebastian Bach's Prelude, Fugue, and Allegro in E flat. So, gentlemen, we'll probably have a few words with you before
Great,
you leave.
Thanks.
The solo guitar music in recorded fashion of Steve Lin performing Bach, and then we'll be back with Lin live on Divertimento.